This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. So I've never spoken to this to anyone, so I'm kind of nervous. I mean, I'd probably be thrown in jail for what I'm about to tell you, but it just happened so naturally and it felt normal. So I guess I need to set up this story for you first. So I'm a single mother. I'm in my mid-40s. I say mid-40s because I still don't like to admit how old I am. But I have one son. He's 13 years old. And it's always been the two of us for a while. His father was out of the picture a long, long time ago. I mean, when he was a baby. And honestly, I don't like to talk about him, so the father doesn't matter. But what does matter is me and my son, we are very close. We live out in the middle of nowhere on a farm. We are happy. We're content. My son has grown up knowing how to help me take care of the farm. He's like my little man of the house. And like I said, we're just very close. And because it's just the two of us, we don't really have any family that live nearby. You know, we're in the middle of nowhere. It's just the two of us. And we don't really hold a lot of secrets between the two of us. When you live with just one other person, it's hard to keep secrets. It's hard to hide because, you know, it's just the two of you. So my son, being 13, of course, he's starting to make some big changes, you know, developmentally, entering that puberty stage. And I figured when the time was right, I would give him that talk, you know, the birds and the bees talk. And I wasn't too nervous about giving him this talk because in my mind, I want my son to have a very healthy relationship with sex and his own body. I had it in my mind that I didn't want him to grow up and be ashamed of his own body and, you know, the things that he might feel inside. And with the internet, you know, I don't want anyone else teaching him about sex except me. Not porn, not some silly message board. He should learn about sex from his mother. So for about a week, I started catching him, like playing with himself, and he wasn't doing it right. The poor boy, he was kind of just rubbing himself against the edge of his bed. I saw him one time just kind of rubbing the outside of his pants. The poor guy didn't know how to truly, you know, jack off. So I figured this was my chance. I could sit him down, give him the talk, make him feel comfortable, and teach him how to properly jack off. I know it's healthy for boys to get that out. So one day when I saw him rubbing himself, I just decided to come in and interrupt. And he was so embarrassed, the poor guy. He knew, you know, just naturally he was doing something wrong. But I told him, no, no, no. What you're doing is completely normal. I told him that, you know, his penis had needs. It needed to be jacked off daily. He needed to get out that release. There was a reason why he had been playing with himself so much. And I told him that he should keep up with that, that it was healthy, and that it would help him turn into the man that he was supposed to be. And so the biggest thing I told him is just it was normal, and that he should probably feel the urge to play with himself and jack off at least once a day. I taught him that his penis gets hard when he's aroused and he feels, you know, a little tingly between his legs. I told him that because I didn't really know. I didn't know when boys had actual, you know, come out of their penises. So I told him about that. I told him what that semen can do. I told him about sex and reproduction. And the poor boy, his face was red as a beet. And of course, I did notice his little erection didn't go down either. But, you know, I don't know if I'm a different kind of mom, but I expected that. I expected that. I was talking about sex and I was talking about his penis, and I, you know, it was fine that he was erect and hard. But I gave him the language he needed, you know, jacking off, erection, hard, cum, orgasm. And I also showed him how he should jack off. I started with, like, my fingers. I held my fingers together, and I stroked them and showed him how to jack off his penis. He was so embarrassed, probably because he knew he was doing it all wrong, and his mother was now telling him how to do it. But, you know, it was a good conversation. He was embarrassed, but I think he was thankful. And as his only parent, you know, it's my job. It's my job to teach him about his body, because if I didn't, he'd learn it somewhere else. And I'm not having that. So I got a weird thought that came in my head. I told him to come to me whenever he got those feelings again, and I would help direct him on how to proceed with it. And he said he would do it. So I walked away. I went into the kitchen and I heard my son come in, and he was looking all embarrassed, and he said, "Mom, I'm having that feeling again, that tingly feeling." And I just smiled and said, "Okay, let's go in your room." And I had my son take out his erection, and I was impressed. I was impressed. The last time I had truly seen his penis was, gosh, years ago when I used to assist him in the bathtub, and it was really tiny and cute, but he was growing up. He had some shape to it, and even just like a little bit of hair on his balls. It was pretty adorable. But he was hard, hard as a rock. And I told him that I would show him how to properly jack off with his penis. And he didn't fight. Because, listen, we love each other, you know? I mean, I know people have feelings about incest and, you know, moms or fathers touching their children, but like I said, it's normal. It just felt normal to show him this and to help him. So I put my hand around his erect penis and I started jacking him off. And he was adorable. He was all squirmy. It was like I gave him a feeling he had never felt before. The feeling of stroking and jacking him off. And I, you know, increased my speed, telling him that it was okay, coaching him through how he was feeling. I told him it's okay if you start feeling really like overwhelmed, like this feeling that you're about to burst. I told him that's a really good thing to don't fight it. Just let it go. And you might feel like you're almost going to pee a little bit, and that's okay too. Just let it all go. And I just kept jacking him off methodically over and over, and it didn't take long. And his little body tensed up, and the most adorable little flood of semen spurt out of his little dick. It was so fucking cute. It was so cute. And I told him, I celebrated with him. I said, oh my gosh, you just had your first orgasm, sweetie. You just came. This is your cum right here. And he just blushed and smiled, and I could tell he felt proud of himself. I was proud of him. And yeah, I was a little bit turned on, but he didn't need to know that I'm his mom. But, you know, I directed him to clean up, and we went about our day like normal. We had dinner a little bit after that, and everything just felt normal. And I told him again, come to me whenever you get those feelings again, like you want to play with yourself. And it continued. Every day he came to me, and I would milk his little penis. I would milk his semen right out of there. And he was so, so eager. It was like when he came up to tell me that he was having that feeling, he was a little bit proud of himself. At first, he was a little bit shameful, I think. But I think he realized that I had fun with him. I enjoyed doing it. And I jacked him off every day. I jacked my own son off every day. There were days I would just talk to him about what I was doing, you know. I would say things like, you like the way mommy is jacking you off? Yeah, you're going to come for mommy? And then I decided to switch it up too. I wanted to teach him things. I wanted to show him sex. I wanted to introduce my son to his sexuality, his own mother. I told him about porn, and we would watch things together. I'd show him pictures. He really liked that. And I figured, you know, it's my job to keep going, to keep breeding this knowledge and education about sex, and especially his body. So I told him about his prostate, and he was very off-put by it, but I promised him that it was one of the most pleasurable climaxes and orgasms from what I've heard from other men. So, of course, he let me. He laid back on his bed. I'll never forget the first time. His sweet, like, hairless body just laying there. Him looking a little scared, too. Erect and hard. Eager. And I told him to just open his legs up a little bit. Let mommy get to your bottom. And I lubed up my finger. And I penetrated his little bottom with my finger. Feeling around, telling him to just relax. just relax, son. Just needed to find your prostate here. Just relax. And I had my other hand jacking him off. And then I could tell I had found it. I felt it. And I saw his little body move a little bit. And so I worked his prostate over and over, just rubbing it, putting pressure on it, teasing it with my fingers. And he was all squirmy in the most adorable way. And I told him that a prostate orgasm will really, really make a lot of cum. A lot of semen will come out. And it'll just probably just ooze out or it'll squirt out. We were so excited to find out. I mean, I know I was excited. And it happened. It happened. It just shot out of his little dick. It was amazing. It was so amazing. I could feel it tightening inside. And then it shot out. And I told him, every time I made him orgasm, I would lean down and tell him how much I loved him, how much I was proud of him. And so we mixed in prostate milking to the mix, you know. I think I really got into a rhythm of hand job one day, prostate milking the next day. And there I was every day, helping my son have an orgasm, making my son come every single day, watching him come, jacking him off, learning his body, his sweet, young, prepubescent body, telling him every single time that his mom loved him. I felt so connected to my son, so much more connected. I felt that he loved me more. I felt how thankful he was with every orgasm I jacked out of him. I felt so much love for him every time I reached inside of his body and penetrated his prostate with my finger. He started looking at me with more love, smiling and hugging me a little bit longer. It was so special. I mean, I'm his mother. I'm the woman that protects him and loves him more than anyone else. It just makes sense to introduce him to the pleasures of sex and sexual feelings. It just makes sense.